It's a privilege to be with you, as I mentioned, and now I have the honor to bring God's word to you from Psalm 87.
非常荣幸在你们当中来传讲神的话。今天传讲的是在诗篇87篇。
This one born there.
讲题是这一个生在那里。
Would you like to read the text?
好的，我先来读中文，中文是篇87篇。可拉后裔的诗歌。耶和华所立的根基在圣山上，他喜爱西安的门，胜于爱雅各一切的住处。神的城啊，有荣耀的事，乃指着你说的。我要提起哈伯和巴比伦人。 是在认识我之中的。看哪，非利士和推罗并古实人，个个生在那里。论到西安，必说这一个，那一个生在其中，而且至高者必亲自建立这城。当耶和华进入万民的时候，他要点出这一个生在那里。
In contrast with Islam, in which Allah is transcendent and unknowable,
和伊斯兰教相比, 阿拉是他们超然不可认知的神。
And he only indirectly communicates his will in Arabic.
他只能间接地用阿拉伯语传达他的意愿。
The God of the Bible has his focus on a personal relationship through a covenant with his people that is communicated in everyone's language.
圣经中的上帝则是关注他与每一个个人的关系。
That covenantal relationship in the Old Testament is focused on the presence of God in the midst of His people. First in the temple, tabernacle, and then in the temple.
然后是在圣殿中。
The temple was in Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷的圣殿。
To which all the people of God came for worship and they offered their sacrifices.
是所有上帝子民前来敬拜和献祭的地方。
There was a centripetal drawing of all God's people from all the families of the earth to become part of Zion.
来自全地各族的所有属上帝的子民都被吸引来，集中到耶路撒冷，成为西安的一部分。Which
was centralized in Jerusalem.
集中到耶路撒冷。Now
this changes in dramatic ways with the institution of the new covenant upon the arrival of the Messiah.
当弥赛亚到来建立了新约。
Whereby the gospel now goes outwardly to the ends of the earth as we are filled with his presence. Now let's look at how the psalmist celebrates this new future world city.
让我们来看看诗篇中是如何来庆贺那个将来的新的城的到来。Of
ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. Of ransomed people for God. Ransomed.
Okay.
people for God.
就是这个属神的子民。
From every tribe and language and people and nation.
从不同的语言各族中来这个聚集的上帝的子民。
Now, the title of this psalm attributes it to the sons of Korah.
这首诗篇的这个主题是
who were descendants of Levi through Kohath.
这个标题是这个可拉后裔的诗是这个利未的支派歌侠的子孙。
And their assignment was to be the gatekeepers and musicians in the temple.
他们在圣殿中担任的职责是在圣殿中看守大门，并在圣殿中从事圣乐的侍奉。So
the psalm was used for singing in worship, as with the rest of the psalms.
因此，这首诗篇和其他诗篇一样，也是被用在圣殿的敬拜中的诗歌。Now,
although it's not stated, the occasion of writing this psalm may have been when the first temple was built in Jerusalem.
虽然我们看到没有讲明，但这首诗篇可能是写在第一圣殿在耶路撒冷建成的时候。Or
for one of the three annual pilgrimage festivals, when proselytes, that is foreign converts to Judaism, joined into the temple worship.
或者是他们一年三次来到圣殿那个朝圣节的时期，那些来自外邦归信到犹太教的信徒们，他们一起参加这个圣殿崇拜之后所唱的诗歌。It
opens up saying, "On the holy mount stands the city he founded."
诗篇说到耶和华所立成的根基在这个圣山上。
The city is in the hill country of Judea.
这座城市位于这个犹太地的山上。
And praise is given to God for the city he founded as the place where he dwells.
颂赞归于上帝，因为他建立了这个城为他的居所。
The Lord is its true foundation and strength.
主耶和华是这个城真正的根基和力量。
Zion is a poetic reference to Jerusalem, used by the prophets when spiritual significance is attached to the city.
先知在诗歌中用锡安代替耶路撒冷的时候，就赋予了耶路撒冷城重要的属灵意义。
It is where God dwells with his people in the temple.
圣殿在这城市指上帝和他的子民同在的地方。And
it's used as a metaphor for all the people of God.
锡安就预表着上帝所有的选民。When
we are told the Lord loves the gates of Zion,
锡安的门是诗歌文体来代表锡安。Although
used as a poetic reference to Zion,
就是说，锡安的门是诗歌体指锡安代表的意思。It
is speaking of access of the worshippers into the city and temple to establish or renew their relationship with God, particularly during the three annual festivals.
耶和华喜爱锡安的门的诗歌体，是指锡安，它所代表的意义是那些敬拜者他们进入圣城、圣殿。 要建立更新和上帝的关系，特别是每年一度三个大的朝圣节，就像这个逾越节、五旬节和祝棚节。As
a psalm of accents in Psalm 122 says, "Our feet have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem."
就像上行诗篇122篇第2节说：“耶路撒冷啊，我的脚站在你的城门内。”
This reminds us of the saying of Jesus. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture.
Find
I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. So now instead of physical gates giving access to a magnificent building that represents paradise, we enter through Jesus to true worship.
因此现今我们不再是通过那个物质实体的大门进入宏伟的圣殿的建筑，而是通过耶稣基督进入那个真正的敬拜。
Jesus claimed, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人到父那里去。
Now, although God loved the other cities of Israel, He chose Jerusalem as the place to have His temple built.
虽然上帝爱以色列的其他城市，但他却选择了耶路撒冷作为建造他圣殿的地方。As
Ahab explains in Psalm 78,
67-68篇67到68节中所讲的那样。
He rejected the tent of Joseph. He did not choose the tribe of Ephraim, but he chose the tribe of Judah, Mount Zion, which he loves.
并且他弃掉约瑟的帐幕帐篷，不拣选以法莲之派，却拣选了犹大支派，他所喜爱的锡安山。
In Jerusalem, Mount Moriah was the location where he had sent Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac.
在耶路撒冷，摩利亚山是上帝让亚伯拉罕将他的儿子以撒献上为祭的地方。Yet
he provided a ram instead as a type of the sacrifice that Jesus Christ would provide to atone for our sins upon the cross.
然而上帝却为他提供了一个代替以撒为献祭的羔羊，这预表着耶稣基督为我们的罪死在十字架上献祭，为我们赎罪。Yet
Jerusalem as the center for worship was under the old covenant before Jesus introduced the new covenant of his blood upon the cross.
然而 在耶稣在十字架上用他的宝血建立新约之前，耶路撒冷一直是旧约时期敬拜上帝的中心。Jesus
said to the Samaritan woman at the well,
耶稣在对井边撒玛利亚的妇人所说的，
Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father.
耶稣说，妇人，你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。But
the hour is coming and is now here when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such people to worship Him.
时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的，要用心灵和诚实拜他。
God is spirit. Those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth.
神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。Since
the resurrected and living Christ is whom we worship, and His body, of which He is the head, is composed of the whole church as living stones in the building, there is no longer a need for a physical temple in Jerusalem.
自耶稣基督复活后，我们所敬拜的是永活的基督。基督作为教会建造的活石，教会是他的身体，他是教会的头。我们不再需要耶路撒冷有形的圣殿。We
now worship as the gathered people of God.
如今我们只要有两三个人一起奉耶稣的名。By
the Holy Spirit, wherever two or three are gathered together, agreeing in Jesus' name.
在圣灵中，神子灵聚集在一起来敬拜上帝，就是两三个人奉主的名，在圣灵中。
The temple sacrifices and rituals have all been completed in the finished work of Christ at the cross. When Jesus cried out as he died, "It is finished." So this truth is brought to us as a conviction by the work of the Spirit applying the word of Christ to our hearts. It goes on to say in the psalm, "Glorious things of you are spoken." As a reference to both Jerusalem's past and its future, since God is glorious and he dwells there among his people. When the temple was completed, it was filled with gold, jewels, and valuable wood, with representations of the Garden of Eden and cherubim. The glory of God filled the temple. The worshippers were in awe and bowed down in reverent fear. God being glorious, he has made his chosen people glorious by bestowing his grace upon them. His mercy shone in unmerited favor and blessing. As promised to the patriarchs is glorious. Prophet Isaiah speaks of the word of the Lord of the future glory to come upon Zion. So in Isaiah 52, verses 1, 6, and 7, and 9, and 10, we have this reading. I'll, I think I'll save some time to just have you read that part.
Okay. 在以赛亚书52章1节6到7节9到10节是这样说的。 西安啊，兴起，兴起，披上你的能力，顺从耶路撒冷啊，穿上华美的衣服，因为从今以后，未受割礼的不洁净的，必不再进入你们中间。所以我的百姓必知道我的名，到那日他们必知道我这话，就是我。 看哪，是我。那报佳音，传平安，报好信，传救恩，对西安说：“你的神作王了。”这人的脚蹬三何等佳美！耶路撒冷的荒场啊，要发起欢声，一同歌唱，因为耶和华安慰了他的百姓，救赎了耶路撒冷。耶和华在万国前。
Furthermore, this glorious transformation of the people of God is described in the vision of John in Revelation. When an angel said to him, "Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb."
"你来到这里，我要将心腹，就是羔羊的妻，指给你看。
And he carried me away in the spirit to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, its radiance like a most rare jewel, like a jasper clear as crystal, from Revelation 21.
启示录二十一章九到十一节，十到十一节，我被圣灵感动，天使就带我到一座高大的山，将那由神大礼从天而降的圣城耶路撒冷指示给我，城中有神的荣耀，神的光辉如同极贵的宝石，又好像碧玉，明如水晶。
So Zion is not just a physical place in the city of Jerusalem in Israel.
所以西安不仅仅是以色列耶路撒冷的一个实体的地方,
but is the city of God filled with people from throughout the whole world.
它乃是上帝之城，里面充满了来自全地的人。
As Paul declared concerning all of us who trust in Christ,
保罗说，凡是那个都信靠耶稣基督的人,
who once walked as enemies of the cross of Christ, who once walked as enemies of the cross of Christ, we once walked as enemies of the cross of Christ. Now our citizenship is in heaven. Sorry, that was the sentence that wasn't in my original version. All right. After mentioning the glorious things spoken of the city of God, the psalmist goes on saying,
当讲完上帝之城的荣耀后，诗人继续说,
among those who know me, I mention Rahab in Babylon.
我要提起拉哈伯和巴比伦人。Behold
Philistia and Tyre with Cush.
是在我认识之中的看哪，还有非利士人和推罗并古诗人。This
appears to be a shocking claim.
这似乎是一个令人震惊的宣告。Rahab
is a nickname for Egypt, where Israel had been enslaved for 400 years and was one of the superpowers of the ancient world that exalted pagan mythology. Rahab was a mythological monster whose powers had to be subdued, as Yahweh had done to the Egyptians with the Exodus. And Babylon was a great pagan military power that later came to carry the people of Jerusalem off into slavery and exile for 70 years as punishment for forsaking God and not keeping his Sabbaths. Both nations were fierce enemies of Israel. Philistia were a pagan people living in five city-states in southwestern Levant along the coast that's like modern Lebanon. And including down to modern Gaza, who worship the fertility god Dagon. And Tyre was a great Phoenician city-state along the Mediterranean coast north of Israel in modern southern Lebanon. They were known for trading in distant places and establishing the city of Carthage on North Africa. And there was the great temple to Melkart, the god of merchants and navigators. In Psalm 83, 1-7, it lists Philistia with the inhabitants of Tyre as covenanted together to destroy Israel, God's treasured people. And Cush, sometimes referred to as Ethiopia, because of the Greek term for them, meaning burnt skin, was a very mighty nation in southern Egypt and present-day Sudan in Africa, that at first had an alliance with Egypt and Libya to attack Jerusalem, ruled by evil King Rehoboam, and carried off much wealth, including from the temple in Jerusalem. In the next generation, King Zerah of Ethiopia sent an army of 1 million to attack good King Asa of Judah, who met him in battle at Maresha and defeated the Ethiopians.
接续下来的埃塞俄比亚王或古诗王谢拉派出了100万的军队攻击南国犹大的好王亚沙。亚沙在玛丽莎迎战并击败了埃塞俄比亚人。
All these nations had been enemies of Israel, and God predicted his judgment upon them. As Joel prophesied, "What are you to me, O Tyre and Sidon, and all the regions of Philistia?" Are you paying me back for something? If you are paying me back, I will return your payment on your own head swiftly and speedily. From Joel 3:4. As Paul states, the lost condition concerning those who were uncircumcised in the past under the old covenant, remember that you were at that time separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope without God in the world. Ephesians 2.
正如保罗说的，旧约之下那些过去未受割礼之人。 那个失落的冠冕是说，在以弗所书2:12-13，那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的祝约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。
However, that's not the end of the story for any of these nations. Not only in Psalm 87, but in numerous passages, we see God's mercy extend to all peoples of the world. Concerning God's mercy upon someone from Tyre, we see that King Hiram assisted King Solomon in building the temple in Jerusalem. As he indicated his faith in the God of Israel who made heaven and earth. For King Solomon wrote of the Lord in Psalm 72:11, may all kings fall down before him, all nations serve him. Also in Phoenicia, we see how the prophet Elijah was sent to a widow in Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon. After miraculously feeding her, her son, and Elijah in a time of drought, he was used by God to raise her son from the dead. Then the woman said to Elijah, now I know that you are a man of God and that the word of the Lord in your mouth is truth. Centuries later, we again see God's mercy upon the region of Tyre and Sidon. When a Syrophoenician woman came to Jesus when he came there for that purpose, he healed her demon-oppressed daughter after seeing her great faith. Moreover, Jesus declared in condemning the unrepentance of Chorazin and Bethsaida, but I tell you, it will be more bearable on the day of judgment for Tyre and Sidon than for you. Matthew 11:22.
还有当耶稣谴责那个不肯悔改的哥拉顿和伯塞大时候宣称说，但我告诉你们，当审判的日子，推着西顿所受的比你们还容易受。
In other words, the residents of Tyre and Sidon were ready to repent, to believe and repent.
换句话说，推着西顿他们准备好相信并悔改。
The prophet Isaiah declares God's mercy concerning Egypt in Isaiah 19. Isaiah 19:20-21 and 23-25. Why don't you read that part?
Okay, sure. Isaiah 19:20-21. 19:22-23-25。这都要在埃及地为万军之耶和华做记号和证据。埃及人因为受人的欺压哀求耶和华，他就差遣一位救主护卫者拯救他们。耶和华必被埃及人所认识，在那里埃及人必认识耶和华，也要献祭物和供物敬拜他，并向耶和华许愿还愿。23，当那日必有埃及及通亚述去的大道，亚述人要进入埃及，埃及人要进入亚述，埃及人要和亚述人一样敬拜耶和华。当那日，以色列必与埃及、亚述三国一律，使地上的人得福，因为万军之耶和华赐福他们说：埃及我的百姓，亚述我手的工作，以色列我的产业，都有福了。
Besides the gospel light in Jesus as a child being called out of Egypt to move to Nazareth, tradition and history tells us that the gospel was first established in Egypt through Mark, to which the Coptic church there traces its origin.
除了耶稣在儿童时代被召出埃及到拿撒勒那个福音之光外，历史的传统告诉我们，福音最早是借着马可传到埃及完成的，在那里可以追溯到这个科普特教会的起源。
Then an oracle came from God through Isaiah concerning a nation beyond the rivers of Cush.
上帝借着以赛亚先知小谕，将来要有一个从古时大河之外来的一个国度。
In Isaiah 18:7,
以赛亚书18:7,
Why don't you read that?
Okay. 到那时，这高大光华的你，就是从开国以来极其可畏、分地践踏人的、分地界践踏人的。他们的地由江河分开，他们必将灵物奉给万军之耶和华，就是奉到锡安山耶和华安置他名的地方。
This is a prophecy that the Ethiopians and Nubians, or modern-day Sudanese, would also worship the Lord.
这是一个有关埃塞俄比亚人或努比亚人，也就是现代的苏丹人，将来也要敬拜耶和华的预言。
This prophecy begins to be fulfilled first when Ebed-Melech, an Ethiopian eunuch serving the king of Judah, rescued Jeremiah from dying in a cistern where he was held prisoner in Jeremiah 38.
在耶利米书38:7-13，那么这个预言的最早应验的开始，就是当时不是犹大王的埃塞俄比亚的太监以伯米勒将耶利米从这个囚禁的水牢中解救出来。
This act of rescue demonstrates his faith in the Lord and belief in Jeremiah's message.
古诗人以伯米勒的这一个行动，表明了他对耶和华上帝的信心和对耶利米所传讲信息的相信。
Then, as the early church began to spread, evangelist Deacon Philip explained the gospel to the Ethiopian Cushite eunuch who had come to Jerusalem to worship and baptized him upon his professing faith in Acts 8.
随着这个教会开始向外扩展，传道人执事腓力向来到耶路撒冷敬拜的埃塞俄比亚人古诗人太监讲解福音，并且他公开任信福音而受洗，记载在这个使徒行传的8:26-39。
This eunuch is attributed to be the founder of the ancient Ethiopian Coptic Church.
这位太监被认为是古埃及古代埃塞俄比亚科普特教会的创始人。
Prophet Zechariah prophesied.
先知撒加利亚也说。
In Zechariah 8:23,
many 在先知这个撒加利亚8:23预言这样说：必有列邦的人和强国的民来到耶路撒冷，寻求万军之耶和华，恳求耶和华的恩惠。万军之耶和华如此说：在那些日子，必有十个人从列国驻足中出来，拉住一个犹太人衣襟说：我们要与你同去，因为我们听见神与你同在。
10 men represents a complete group.
十个人代表着完整的一个群体。
They come from the nations of every tongue.
他们来自各种语言的国家。
Thus we see that it was in God's gracious plan for blessing with knowledge of Him and salvation to even those who had been the worst enemies of the people of God.
因此我们看到上帝恩典的计划就是赐福救恩给那些认识他的人，即便他们曾是上帝的仇敌，现今也被纳为上帝的子民。
Now they too were included as being the people of God.
这一点
Now they too were included as being the people of God.
So, 他们被纳为上帝的子民。
Now this was demonstrated during the time of Prophet Elisha when Naaman the Syrian general afflicted with leprosy came to him to be cleansed of his dreaded disease through the witness of his servant girl from Israel.
那么这一点在先知以利沙的时代就得到了明证。当时叙利亚将军乃曼患了大麻风病，因着他来自以色列的那个女仆的见证。
After he saw that God cleansed him after dipping 7 times in the Jordan River, Naaman said, "For from now on, your servant will not offer burnt offerings or sacrifices to any god but the Lord."
他来到以利沙面前，洁净了他可怕的疾病，就是在约旦河里浸泡7次。他看到上帝洁净他的大麻风病的时候，乃曼说：“从今以后，仆人必不再将献祭或平安祭给别的神。”
However, the prophecy of Zechariah found fulfillment in the day of Pentecost in Acts 2.
我们在使徒行传第二章可以看到，撒加利亚的这个预言在五旬节得到了应验。
When people from many tongues and nations were gathered in Jerusalem, and the Holy Spirit fell upon them.
当时来自不同语言的国家的人们聚集在耶路撒冷，圣灵就降临在他们身上。
It was the beginning of the great ingathering of the Gentiles with Jews into the household of God.
这就是那些外邦人、犹太人大规模聚集到上帝的家中的开始。
Upon cleansing the temple, Jesus said to the Jews, quoting from Isaiah 56:7,
耶稣在洁净圣殿的时候，引用了以赛亚书56:7的圣经，对犹太人说
"Is it not written, My house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations or all peoples?"
经上不是记着说，我的殿必被称为万国万民祷告的殿吗？
God's intent, even before the new covenant era inaugurated by Jesus, was that people from every people group would be part of His family.
甚至在耶稣开启新约时代之前，上帝的意图就是让每个民族的人都成为上帝家庭中的一部分。
God had blessed the nation of Israel that they might bring his blessing to all the peoples of the world. This is stated in Psalm 67.
上帝祝福以色列国，就是要让他们可以将上帝的祝福带给世上所有的民族。我们在诗篇67篇中可以看到这一点。
May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine upon us, that your way may be known on earth, your saving power among all nations.
诗篇67篇第二节说，愿神怜悯我们，赐福我们，用眼光照我们，好叫世界得知你的道路，万国得知你的救恩。
Now this final phrase refers not to just nations, but to families and individuals.Jesus' final command in Matthew 28:19, called the Great Commission, was to disciple Panta ta ethne in Greek, commonly translated as all the nations.
Jesus in Matthew 28:19, the final command, is also called the Great Commission.使万民做我的门徒，这里的帕塔塔菲玛，希腊文通常翻译为万国。
However, we often mistakenly think of nations as meaning political nations that would include many ethnicities.
然而，我们经常错误地认为各国就是指那些包含许多不同种族的一个政治性国家。
But just having a Christian witness within a political nation does not mean that you have reached the people groups within that nation.
那么在一个政治性的国家里，仅仅有一个基督徒的见证，并不意味着福音已经得到了那个国家的各个民族群体。
The use of this phrase in both the Old and New Testaments is usually meaning not individuals, but ethnic or people groups.
在新旧约中，使用这个短语通常不是指个人，而是指那个种族或一个民族群体。
When God made his promise to Abraham, he said, "And you, all the families of the earth, shall be blessed."
当上帝向亚伯拉罕承诺祝福时，他说：“地上的万族都要因你的后裔得福。”
The way this is translated in Acts 3:25, when Peter quotes it in his sermon, he uses a word that specifies a people group, such as a tribe or a clan.
彼得在《使徒行传》3:25的讲道中引用了这个翻译的方式，他使用了这个词是特指一个民族群体，或者说一个部落或种族。
Whereas when Paul quotes the promise to Abraham in Galatians 3:8, he uses again this phrase, panta ta ethne, meaning that salvation will come through his descendant, Jesus Christ, to all the families.
当保罗在加拉太书3:8引用亚伯拉罕的应许时，他也使用了这个词。意思是救恩将借着他的后裔耶稣基督临到所有的家庭。
So this idea of the gospel going out to all the families or clans of the earth is emphasized in Psalm 22:27-28, which you can read.
诗篇22篇强调了福音传给地球上所有的家庭或种族这一个观点。我来读诗篇22:27-28，地的四极都要想念耶和华，而且归顺他；列国的万族都要在你面前敬拜，因为国权是耶和华的，他是管理万国的。
Again, we see the same in Psalm 96:7. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples; ascribe to the Lord glory and strength.
同样的，我们在诗篇96篇也可以看到同样的情况。诗篇96:7说：“民中的万族啊，你们要将荣耀、能力归给耶和华，都归给耶和华。”
So these passages don't mean the nuclear family of just like mother, father, and children, but it's speaking of the larger grouping of clan or tribe.
那么这些经文讲到的这个家庭不是我们所讲的核心家庭父亲母亲孩子而是指一个更大的种族和部落的群体
So in Revelation 5:9 we see that Christ the Lamb was worshipped in song for you were slain and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation
在启示录五章九节，我们看到对羔羊基督的敬拜这样说：“因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神。”
So this concept should be part of our mission strategy in reaching the whole world with the gospel.
因此，这个观点应该成为我们将福音传遍世界宣教策略的一部分。
As stated in Matthew 24:14, Jesus prophesied,
就如马太福音24:14主耶稣所说的预言
And this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come.
这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才会达到。
Continuing back to our psalm, we see an astonishing statement when the psalmist says, "This one was born there."
当诗人说这个人出生在那里时，这是一个惊人的宣告。
This means that they had full rights of citizenship.
这意味着他拥有完全的公民权。
They had been adopted into the family and household of God, obtaining all its rights and privileges.
他们已经被纳入上帝的家庭中，获得了所有的权利和特权。
The idea is restated again, slightly differently. This one and that one were born in her.
那么这个想法和我们讲的略有不同，就是第五节说到，论到西安，听说这一个那一个称在其中。
Here it seems that it's emphasizing the diversity of peoples included in the covenant family of God from all over the world.
这似乎是强调上帝圣约的家庭中民族的多样性，他们是来自世界各地的。
As the Apostle John saw in his vision of the New Jerusalem in Revelation 21, they will bring into it the glory and honor of the nations.
正如约翰在启示录21:26那个新耶路撒冷的意象中看到的是说，人必将国的荣耀尊贵归于那城。
God is still fulfilling this vision for his people being called from every people group.
上帝今天仍旧成就这个意象，要从各民族中召唤出他的子民来。
I made a 3-week trip, to northern Thailand where I preached in numerous villages of the Karen people.
我到泰国北部进行了为期3周的宣教旅行。就是在许多克伦人的村庄看到。
And one of those villages, we had to cross a small river by driving over some long logs.
在其中一个村庄，我们不得不开车经过一个长路途的路桥，穿过一条小河。
After preaching with translation into Karen, There, a woman came to believe that had just arrived in the village that morning, visiting from another remote village that one can only arrive there by foot trail through the jungle.
我不到时有克伦语的翻译，结束后一位女士就相信了。她那天早上刚刚来到这个村里来访友，她是从一个很遥远的村庄，只能靠步行 这个小祭司越过这个原始森林到这里。
She had never heard the gospel before in her remote, unreached area.
她以前从未在那个偏远的那个地方，未得的地区听过福音。
Yet, God had arranged for her to be there at the time I came to bring the gospel to her.
然而，当我在那里传福音给她的时候，上帝已经准时地把她安排在那个会场。
On the same trip, I preached at a large conference that had large speakers for the thousands present to hear.
在同一次的布道旅行中，我在一个可以有数千人的大型布道会上讲道。
A deaf man stood near the speaker and heard the translated message.
一个聋哑人站在那个扬声器的附近，听了那个翻译的那个福音信息后，
He came up to me afterwards to say that he had lost his hearing in an accident, but standing by the loudspeaker, he could understand.
他来找我说，他在一次侍奉中丧失了听力，但他站在那个大声的扩音器旁的时候，他能够听清楚、听明白福音。
And he too came to believe.
他也信了。
God uses us to accomplish His purposes to reach those who seem most unlikely to be reached.
上帝使用我们来完成他的目的，就是把福音传给那个似乎最不可能传到地方的人。
Here's another example, not in your text.
还有一个例子是不在这个讲道中的。
In 1992, I was in China and I visited a visiting scholar who had done research at Jefferson University here in Philadelphia and returned to Beijing.
1992年我去了这个中国，是一个访问学者，原来他在这个杰弗逊做访问学者，后来他回到了北京。
So, while in Beijing, he offered to show me around to see some historic sites.
他在北京带我去 visit some
historic sites.
Okay.
Like the Ming tombs, the Great Wall of China.
带他到这个历史的景点，像这个长城。
But he asked if his nephew could come along with us.
他的这个外甥也跟着我们。
Because his nephew was studying traditional Chinese medicine, but he was involved with a small group that was interested in studying the Bible.
他是学中医的，他也在参与一个很小的学圣经的一个小组。
And that whole day, as we're visiting different places and eating in a restaurant, he asked me many questions about the Christian faith.
我们那天参观了很多地方，然后在饭店吃了饭，然后他问了我很多有关基督信仰的问题。
And by the end of the day, he asked his uncle for permission if he could give his life to Jesus Christ.
在结束的时候，他问他的叔叔，他能不能把他的这个一生给交给基督。
And so that day he came to know Jesus by the divine arrangement of God.
这一天他信主了，是因为上帝的安排。
Well, the psalmist continues to determine who is doing this marvelous work.
诗篇继续的要确定谁可以做这一个奇妙的工作。
For the Most High Himself will establish her.
而且至高者必亲自建立这城。
Salvation is all the work of our sovereign God.
救恩是出自那个至高无上上帝的全部的工作。
God planned for it and executed it through the glorious work of Christ's death and resurrection on our behalf.
是上帝计划的这个工作， 而且是借着基督为我们的受死复活荣耀的工作来实施完成的。
The psalmist continues, the Lord records as he registers the people, this one was born there.
诗人继续说，当耶和华记录万民的时候，他要点出这一个生在那里。
God's predestinated purpose of serving His chosen people gradually becomes fulfilled as more and more of the people of the world come to saving faith through hearing the gospel.
随着这个世界越来越多的人透过听福音得救的信息，上帝拯救他的选民预定的旨意就逐渐的实现。
He records each person by name.Just as he has every star named.
他按着名字记录每个人，就像他给每个星星命名一样。
Every one of them is recorded as born in Zion.
就像诗篇147:4，他数点星宿的数目，一一称他命的
名，
他们每个人都被记录为出生在西安。
With all the citizenship rights of the family of God.
他们拥有上帝家庭中所有公民的权利。
The prophet Malachi wrote,
马拉基先知写道,
A book of remembrance was written before him of those who feared the Lord and esteemed his name.
有一本纪念册写在他面前, 纪念那些敬畏耶和华, 思念他名的人。
They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, in the day when I make up my treasured possession, and I will spare them as a man spares his son who serves him. Malachi 3:16-17.
马拉基书3:16-17说，万军之耶和华说，在我所定的日子，他们必属我，特特归我，我必连续他们，如同连续服侍自己的儿子。
So Paul wrote of his fellow workers in Philippi,whose names are in the book of life.
保罗在写信给腓立比的同工时说，他们的名字都写在生命册上。
The promise of Jesus to the church in Sardis, received by John in his revelation, says, The one who conquers will be clothed thus in white garments, and I will never blot out his name out of the book of life.
约翰在启示录中论到主耶稣给撒迪教
I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. God's people will remain secure at the end times.
上帝的子民在末世中都会被保全。
Because when the beast appears uttering blasphemies against God with authority over the peoples, all who dwell on earth will worship it except everyone whose name has not been written before the foundation of the world in the book of life of the Lamb who was slain. Revelation 13.
在启示录13:8说，因为当兽出现的时候，以统辖万民的权柄来亵渎上帝的时候，凡住在地上，名字从创世以来没有记载被杀羔羊生命册上的人都要害怕。
So we can praise the Lord for this assurance for those who remain faithful.
因此我们要称谢赞美主，信徒坚忍，永蒙保守。
We will not have our name blotted out of God's registry of chosen names.
我们的名字不会从上帝选民的登记册中被删除。
It is only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life who will enter the New Jerusalem.
只有那些写在羔羊生命册上的人才能进入新的耶路撒冷。
The psalm ends with the final verse. Singers and dancers alike say, All my springs are in you.
诗篇的最后一节是讲到唱诗、唱歌的、跳舞的都要说 我的全员都在你里。
So these singers and dancers are who are leading the congregation in worship in the temple.
那么唱诗和跳舞是带领全会众在圣殿赞美敬拜上帝。
I will just end with a summary of what I have written on this part. Basically, what we see here is the springs of water represent the life-giving cleansing that we receive from the Lord. The springs of water are like cleansing from the Lord and life-giving. I'm just summarizing.
Okay. 他做总结，就是来讲这个生命活水的源源，讲的。
Jesus is that source of living water. He said the Spirit would bring that living water, and he's brings the water of life.
耶稣说他就是活水的源泉。
So the Israelites drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ, we see in 1 Corinthians 10:14, 10:4. Just stay here. Just do it.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
In 哥林多前书十章四节，耶稣宣称说，他是从磐石流出赐生命活水的泉源。这是五旬节他赐给我们圣灵那天开始的。在哥林多前书也证实了这一点。以色列人回想起摩西击打磐石涌出水泉，因为他喝了跟随他们的灵磐石，这磐石就是基督。
Yeah. What we see is great exuberant worship, praising God for all the peoples of the world that will come into Zion, the people, being part of the people of God. I'm not quoting you from there. Okay.
就是我们看到所有那个所有各民族都会这个来到耶稣这里来成为敬拜上帝西安的一部分。
Let's end with Revelation 22:17.
Okay.
So, we find that we have an invitation to come to Jesus as that spring of living water. The Spirit and the Bride say, come, and let the one who hears say, come, and let the one who is thirsty come, let the one who desires take the water of life without price.
耶稣在启示录中22:17说，就是来邀请我们，圣灵和心腹都说来，听见的也该说来，口渴的也当来，愿意的都可以白白的取生命水喝。
Let us pray.
我们一同来祷告。
Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
We thank you for your word that speaks life to us.
我们感谢你，你的话是生命的话给我们。
We thank you that While we were still your enemies, you loved us.
我们感谢你，当我们还与你为敌的时候，你爱了我们。
And that you bring peoples from every nation, tribe, and family into your eternal kingdom.
你从各族各方招聚人来，进入你永生的国度。
Give us also a heart for bringing the gospel to all peoples.
也赐给我们一颗传福音的心，给所有地上的民族。
Thank you that you use us to bring glory to your name among the nations.
我们感谢你，让我们能够使你的名在全地得着荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray, Amen.
我们这样的祷告是奉靠救主耶稣基督的名，阿门。